guys, welcome to another day with Jesus. The Word of God is like a fresh spring that can direct your day and your life. Each day comes with new mercies and a new word. So here's a new word for you today.
Good morning and greetings to you in Jesus' name. This is an amazing day that the Lord has blessed us with. This is in fact an end of 66 chapters of studying the book of Isaiah. It was amazing. I enjoyed it because I was also teaching verse by verse in our church on a weekly basis. And I enjoyed teaching it with all my heart. And there were so many lessons. But I think for me, the biggest lesson from the book of Isaiah is to just learn to trust in God. That not trusting in God can be very disastrous. Not trusting in God can be very damaging to my prayer life, can be damaging to my decisions, can be damaging to my way of living. And something that I have been enduring and working hard towards is just trusting God in every season of life. I hope that you're doing the same too. This is from the book of Isaiah chapter 66 and verse 18. I'm glad I get to finish it at this point. This is what the Bible says. I can see what they are doing. God is saying this. God is saying, I can see what they are doing. I can, and I know what they are thinking. So I will gather all nations and peoples together, and they will see my glory. God is giving us three foundational truths in this place. One, that He is an all-knowing God, that He sees everything. He understands our thoughts. He understands our desires. He understands what we are doing. He knows what we are doing. He knows us inside out. So God is someone who sees beyond what we project on the outside. You know, we can fool our pastor into thinking that we are a great worshiper. We can fool even our spouse into thinking that I read my Bible every day. And, you know, you can fool your parents or your siblings by saying, hey, you know what? I love Jesus so much. But there's someone that you cannot fool, and that is God. And you have to come to that experience of acknowledging that God knows everything. God is aware of everything. The Bible says, because He is aware of everything, He knows everything, He says, I will gather all nations and all peoples together. I am going to gather. The Lord is saying that in the last days, I am going to gather people from all nations and people from all tribes. I'm going to just gather them together. Can you imagine how it's going to be like? This all-knowing, all-understanding God, He's saying that I am going to, there is going to be a time when I'm going to bring people from all over the world together. Now, this is definitely at the second coming. If you read Isaiah, especially from chapter 60 to 66, it's all about the kingdom, how the thousand-year kingdom is going to be like. It's all about how life on earth is going to be like when Jesus comes back. This is definitely about the gathering up of saints and the book of Revelation and Jesus. And all of these amazing scriptures talk about how that will happen from people of every tribe and tongue and nation and everything. But more than that, let me speak about it in our context from today. I know that it is going to happen tomorrow, but let me speak about it in our context today. You know, I believe that God wants our churches to be like this. God wants our churches to have a gathering of all nations and all peoples. That's something that I am believing and praying for my church here in Bangalore, that we will be a church for the nations. We will be a church that dreams revival in nations and for nations, and that we will be a church that will be not just existing for ourselves, but also for the nations of the earth. And that everybody that gathers in my church, in my services, they in the church that I shepherd and I pastor, that they will be of different nationalities and different people group. I don't want to focus on just one people group, because that's not how God intended the church to be. God said, my church will be a house of prayer. My temple, my house will be a house of prayer for all nations. So can we believe that that every Sunday, every gathering that we'll have people from all nations. If there are some 200 nations around the world, then definitely. And if you don't have all 200 nations represented in your church, then you definitely have reasons to pray. Then you definitely have reasons to intercede. And God is saying that I will gather them from all nations and peoples together. Not just when we get to heaven, but here on the earth, He will gather us from different churches, from different ministries, from different peoples, you know, in our fellowships, in our gatherings. He is going to gather us. That's what the Bible says. And what will happen as a result of it? It says, and they will see my glory. That is the end game. God is saying, I know everything. I know what you're thinking and I know what you're doing. So this is what I'm going to do. What I'm going to do is I'm going to display my glory. How am I going to display my glory? Where am I going to display my glory? I am going to gather people from everywhere, from all nations and all peoples, on all tribes. I'm going to gather them together and then I will show them my glory. Are you ready to experience that? Are you ready to receive that? Are you ready to walk into that? If you are, just pray this after me. Say, Lord, I know that you know everything. I know that you know my life. I know that you know my beginning from the end and my end from the beginning. You know me inside out. So I pray that you will make me part of the gathering of nations and these peoples together. Not just when I get to heaven, but here on the earth, make me part of a church that believes in nations getting saved. Lord, and I pray that our churches will be filled with people from different nationalities and different people coming together. And I pray, Father, that you will show us your glory because you know us from the inside out, because you know us completely. We pray that you will show us your glory in a greater, deeper, better measure every season of life. Thank you for you are a prayer answering, a prayer hearing God. We give you the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. That's all. We've just finished the book of Isaiah. We're going to pick up some amazing scriptures in the days to come to bring you some morning devotion so that you can start your day with a fresh dose of God in your spirit. So stay tuned. If you are blessed, make sure to go on iTunes or any of the podcasting apps that you listen to us from and leave us a review so that other people can discover this podcast and we will know your feedback as well. So please do reach out to us and let us know how this has helped you. Meanwhile, if you've not yet registered for the Revival Dreamers Conference, make sure to go on our website dreamingrevival.com/18 and register for the conference and come join us here in Bangalore for 3 days of personal ministry and impartation and learning from God's word and equipping for ministry. That's all from me this morning. I will catch up with you tomorrow. Have a blessed and amazing day ahead.
Thank you for tuning in today. If you would like to read more and be inspired by the weekly blog posts by Pastor Priji and Rashmi, log on to pastorpriji.com.